It's day 20 of hashtag 365. And do you know what? Day 19 was all right in the end. I had some delicious food, but I kept to my calories and I feel all right about things. However, I am, as I've said a few times recently, acutely aware of the fact that the wheels have fallen off a little bit. So today, what I want to do is a full reset. I want to re-establish why I'm doing this. I want to re-examine my goal to check that it's still right. And I want to can just start again, right? This is just like a reset. Well, not start again, but do you know what I mean? Like reset my motivations and just get it all straight again in my head. So that's what I'm going to do. First of all, having, I guess, an introspective moment and thinking about why I'm doing this. And it's not just for me. It's my family as well, which I know sounds a bit cheesy, but it's not. I mean, it literally is for that reason. I want to have a long, happy life. I want to be able to do things with my family, like play with my daughter. I want to be able to go for walks and I want to feel motivated to sort of make the most out of my life. You know, I want to be able to go swimming and not worry about taking my clothes off. I want to be able to go away and jump in a hot tub and not be self-conscious about it. I want to be able to wear what I want to wear and not have like my buttons straining and having to shop in like the big people section of a shop. All that sort of stuff. I know it seems like quite silly, but it all adds together to something that's quite enormous, really. And I'm conscious of the fact that my weight has held me back for my whole life. You know, I'm not as confident as I should be professionally. You know, I'm mindful of my weight all the time. Even when I'm like walking down the road, I'm like checking my shirt to see that it's not like bunched up in a weird way and exposing my fat. All that sort of stuff. I'm occupying too much of my brain space with something that's quite easy actually to get in check through healthier lifestyle and healthier habits. So that's kind of a précis of why I'm doing this. Secondly, let's look at my goal. So my goal was this. I've come to the end of the 365 days and I'm healthier, body and mind, than I've ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 6 pounds. And at 14 stone, I am now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I am calmer, more confident, more energized, and stronger. That's my goal. So now, I think that goal's great. I haven't been revisiting it enough, actually, thinking about it now. I've read it like 3 or 4 times. I should be reading that goal every single day, as should you. You should be reading your goal every single day if you're on this journey, because it just helps reconnect and reestablish why we're doing this. And I like the fact that it's written in the present tense, as it should be. It's emphatic, as it should be, but it's not specific enough. So I've actually changed my goal to the following, and there's a lot more specificity in this. I've come to the end of my 365 days, and I'm healthier, body and mind, than I have ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 6 pounds, and it's 14 stone. I'm now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I am calmer, more confident, more energized, and stronger. I've achieved my goals by creating healthy habits, by carefully monitoring every single thing I ate. I stuck to 1,700 calories every day and logged everything I ate in my fitness pal. I didn't cheat the system. I didn't lie, and if I ate or drank anything, it went into that food diary. It was this scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. See, previously in my goal, I didn't have that how did I do it bit. And I think it's so important because if I'm totally honest, there has been times where I've been like, oh, maybe I shouldn't put that in. Oh no. And I kind of always have put it in, but it's been a kind of conversation with myself rather than just doing it. And I feel like now I've written it down, now it's in there as part of my goal, it's kind of locked it in a bit harder. So that's it, really. I think that's kind of the full reset that I needed. Today is going to be a challenging day, as I mentioned yesterday, because I'm going to the football and there's going to be a lot of food and probably quite a lot of alcohol. But I'm just going to have to be really mindful of it. I'm going to have to stick to my calories. It's going to mean that I'm going to skip breakfast. I'm probably not going to eat dinner. I just got to be careful with how I do this, basically, and just make sure that I stick religiously to those calories today. So wish me luck. Not that I'll need it because I've got it locked in my head. And I'll see you tomorrow for a weigh-in. Oh, Christ.